If you take Uber or Lyft to get around town, those services could get more expensive. That's because the Seattle City Council is considering a new law that would boost compensation rates for drivers. Journalist Kevin Schofield covers the City Council at sccinsight.com.
They want to make sure that there's a certain minimum amount that Uber and Lyft passengers pay per mile. And they really think this is going to do two things. The first thing it's going to do is make sure that, again, there's this level playing field with taxi drivers so that because the fare the taxis charge is highly regulated, it's fixed. Every time you take a ride from the airport, you see on that thing, you know, inside the taxi, here's the fare you're going to be charged. But Uber and Lyft vary their fares over time. They want to make sure that there's fair competition there, that because we've regulated the taxi side so heavily, Uber and Lyft don't have an advantage there. But the other thing is they want to make sure that there is a fair wage for Uber and Lyft drivers, that they're not being paid under minimum wage, and that for the set of them that are actually driving full time, they can really put food on the table.
So let's talk about that, because there is a split, a difference in how the drivers see this. If lay it out for the full-time drivers. What are their concerns?
Full-time drivers are, this is their full-time job. Some of them work in anywhere from 35 to 60 or more hours a week, and this is their only job, and they have to feed their families and, you know, put food on the table. And so they really want to make sure they're getting compensated fairly and that they're making enough money they can also cover their expenses, because they're independent contractors and they have to do maintenance and cleaning on their cars. They have to pay all the licensing fees. You know, they have to handle every part of this, and it costs money for them to do that.
And for the part-time drivers, what are their main concerns?
So the part-time drivers, this is really supplementary income for them. Some of them are retired. Some of them are just trying to, you know, use this as an extra job on the weekend or in the evenings to make some additional cash. And for them, the most important thing is flexibility. And their biggest worry is that they're going to end up being scheduled, that if they end up being represented by a union, if all these regulations end up going in place, somebody's going to try to tell them what hours they can work.
And how about the consumers in all of this? Someone who uses Uber or Lyft on a regular basis, how are they going to be affected by what the City Council might be considering?
You know, one piece of this is whether they'll end up paying sort of on a day-to-day basis, maybe a little bit more for rides. And on paper, there have been a bunch of studies that says that Uber is actually losing money today, and they're subsidizing the business with venture capital money. But that'll eventually run out, right? At which case, rates may go up anyway. And Uber and Lyft will still be free to do their surge pricing like they've done before in cases where there's really, really high demand, because what the council is talking about is really only just the minimum fare that they charge, not the maximum.
So if the City Council decides to do something, take a step on compensation, what kind of long-term effects do you see happening in the ride-hailing business here in Seattle?
If they take steps on compensation, I think it'll make it more practical for people to continue to do driving as a full-time job, because I think that's really one of the big long-term questions here. Are there long-term jobs? Are there jobs in the long term as full-time drivers, or is it all going to be part-time drivers, right? Both for taxis and for Uber and Lyft. Does that mean that the taxi business will eventually go away if that's all full-time drivers and it will just be Uber and Lyft? Is that going to be the future of how we do this kind of, you know, getting a ride from one place to another, particularly in a city where we seem to be moving away from everybody having cars?
And Kevin, you've written a bit about the immigrant community, where many drivers often get their start, their first jobs here. How do you see this affecting the immigrant community here in Seattle and King County?
Well, what the immigrants themselves who've gone to city council meetings to speak up in public comment have said is that this is one of the few jobs that they can get when they first arrive in the country. They may have to go back to school to get certificates and, you know, to do other things that they did back in their home country. But this is something they could do immediately and make some money and support their family in doing this. So it's a really important job category for immigrants to come here and immediately sort of make enough money and make a living to keep going. So they feel particularly vulnerable in this space. And I think, you know, from what I've heard from Council President Bruce Harrell, he's really sensitive to that point, and he wants to make sure that we do the right thing for the immigrant community here in Seattle and support them and allow them to really thrive and be successful here.
Journalist Kevin Schofield covers the city council at sccinsight.com. He wrote about this issue for Seattle Business Magazine, and I'm tweeting out a link to his piece now. Follow me at Kim on KUOW.